One of my pet peeves is people who say, "Isn't it great you're a teacher? All those summers off." And my answer is always the same, "What summers off?" Or, "You get summers off?" You know. Every summer when they think we're off, we've got conference and training, and I usually have to rearrange parts of my room at least. You go through the files, all the papers that you kind of stopped putting away sometime in March because you got so busy. You end the year with, you know, a foot and a half stack of papers that have to be filed and sorted, things recycled, papers shredded, because anything I kept in the way of test scores and stuff like that, I've got to sit in front of the shredder for an hour, sending all that stuff. There's plenty to do in the summer. This summer, for the first time in the 5 years since I went back to teaching, I have had 6 whole weeks of practically nothing school-related. I haven't gone to a single meeting or training yet, and because all of my things are packed up in boxes on the stage at the old school, I haven't gone into the classroom and done a thing. That will end Friday when I move into my new building, new room, everything, and have to spend the next 4 weeks working solid to get that room put together, but 6 whole weeks was good. Teaching is a very high burnout sort of thing, and we need the break once in a while. Of course, when I say 6 weeks off, that doesn't count several boxes of books, things I've bought, my sister-in-law brought me some, and of course I had to sort through those to decide what I wanted. But it still counts as 6 weeks off in my book, because I haven't thought about it much. And it's been very nice. Now, I didn't start this audio boost stuff until after school got out, so maybe you don't get the significance of this, because when school starts, you'll see. I will talk about very little else once school starts, assuming I have the chance to get on here and do something, because I tend to live and breathe it quite a bit. I'll just have to wait. I will still find time to talk about my dogs. Ethel is here having a little nap next to me, and Ruby's under that pile of blankets over there. And I think it's high time I joined them.